Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered in the Coach's Corner. So glad you could join us here on this Saturday morning. Quick recap of scores from in the area last night. Bethesda Christian in overtime over Southmont, 48-45. Crawfordsville over Tri-West, 41-36. Danville over Edgewood, 84-62. Frankfort over North Montgomery, 71-52. Avon over Franklin Central, 66-50. Brownsburg over Noblesville, 75-60. Carmel defeated Hamilton Southeastern, 59-29. Fishers over Pendleton Heights, 59-44. Westfield over Hamilton Heights, 68-33. Carroll defeated Sheridan, 66-25. Faith Christian over Clinton Central, 72-59. And Rossville defeated Delphi, the final there, 46-39. Well, to talk about his team's efforts last night in the county matchup with Zionsville getting Lebanon, the final 50-44, is Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. And Albert, welcome back, and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Scott.
Let's begin, first of all, with preparation, getting ready for the game last night against Zionsville. When you prepare your kids for this matchup, what are some things you wanted them to pay attention to?
You know, really just we only had one day to prepare because we played Speedway in a makeup game on Wednesday night. So, you know, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, we were really focused on Speedway this week. And so we had one day, Thursday, to prepare for Zionsville, and really the message that we were just sending was, you know, let's just compete. Zionsville's a great team and well-coached, and we really just wanted to compete and, you know, obviously win the game, but as long as we played with a lot of effort and continued to play the way we've been playing over the last month or so, that's what we were geared towards.
Albert Hendricks with us here of this segment of the Coach's Corner. The games I've been able to see Zionsville play of recent note, it's been without Logan Imes. And I think most folks that follow local basketball know without Logan Imes, they're certainly a different basketball team.
Yeah, he's been out, I think, you know, for probably three or four weeks. And he got back early this week and played in the Center Grove game, kind of got his feet back under him. You know, obviously he's not back to full pace now, but you know, he had a decent game last night, and he definitely is their engine that makes them go. And they've got a really good supporting cast around them. They got guys that can shoot. They got strength. They got size. So you know, it's a really, really good basketball team. And I think they were ranked 1 and 4A earlier in the season when Imes was available. So you know, it was a really good test for us last night.
6'9" and 6'8", you got to prepare for that.
Yeah, you know, we have Drew Terrell, who's 6'6", 6'7", and you know, he's a football kid, and Drew's really improved this year. Over the last couple of years, he came back for basketball, but physically, you know, Drew can match up with most 3A opponents, and he had an opportunity to play against another good 4A big kid last night, and I thought Drew did a great job. That Zionsville's kid had a little bit of length on Drew and blocked a shot or two, but Drew didn't back down and took it right at him. And I felt the same thing with Kobe. You know, Kobe really went at him early, and especially in the first half, he really went at guys also. So, you know, it's just going to prepare us for the sectional.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Tigers basketball. Let's go ahead and just transition into the game, and let's start with Kobe Ottinger at 12 points in the first half, and he was really dialed in, it seemed like, Albert.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of effort. And when Kobe comes to play, you know, it really takes a lot of pressure off of our guards. It gives our guards some room to breathe and get some shots. And, you know, we're just a little shorthanded right now. You know, we're playing with five guys, and two of them are starters that haven't started much until Christmas or after. And with injuries, it's just been really tough. And, you know, then we're bringing two freshmen off the bench. Those are our first two subs who don't have much experience. And, you know, over the last 13 games, we've won 10. And I'm just really proud of the kids that are stepping up and the bonding that our kids have done this year. And they like each other. They want to play. They want to be together. And they're together off the court. I think that's important.
Again, talking Tigers basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Along with the play of Kobe in the first half, Drew Terrell certainly was a factor. He was able to get a lot of rebounds in the first half. Didn't score a lot of points, but just limiting your opponent to one possession is big.
Yeah, you know, especially with their 6'9" kid. Drew did an outstanding job of boxing him out and getting the rebound. And that's just kind of Drew's role. And know, he's going to have nights like he did at Speedway where he was 10 for 11 from the field and all 11 shots were within about 2 feet of the basket. But he did a great job of positioning, and our guards did a great job of getting him the basketball. So I just thought last night was such a good test for all of our guys, and we responded well. We led most of the game and had a 9-point lead at halftime, and you know, so that's all we asked of them was to compete, and they did that.
Again, talking Tigers basketball here with Albert Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Of course, you know, you get the break at halftime to talk about things. You talk with your kids. Coach Al obviously talked with his kids, and the third quarter was a big difference in that game.
Yeah, you know, we just really didn't have a great third quarter, and I think we turned it over 7 or 8 times in the third quarter, and 4 of them came, I think, consecutively. You know, and that's really something that we had a lot of trouble with early in the season. But here in the last, I don't know, 5 to 6 games, we'd kind of cut our turnovers down to 10 or less, and it was a little bit disappointing to see that happen. But again, you know, we were able to stay within a couple points or even have the lead during that stretch. And they did make their run and get ahead. But, you know, we were down, I don't know, 5 a couple times and came down and answered with a 2-pointer or a 3-pointer that kept us in the game. And we had several chances to put ourselves back in the lead, but we just couldn't get some shots to fall.
Yeah, a couple guys that were quiet in the first half began to make their presence felt. Nick Rehart got going, didn't score at all, ended up with 11. Logan Imes, who didn't score in the first half, finished with 9. But I think the big story was Brendan Wood, a young man, a senior, who really is a role player for them, only averaging a point, comes in and hits 5 threes in the game. And, boy, he was the X factor, I would say, in that contest.
Yeah, you know, Coach Al, I thought he did a really nice job. His kids were kind of a little bit stagnant in the first quarter and is starting 5. And, you know, he subbed 5 for 5 and, you know, sending a message to those guys that, you know, we're not going to tolerate or play like this. And, you know, the Wood kid came out and he hit some shots, and he's 1 for 10 on the year from the 3-point line statistically. And, you know, we really didn't do a very good job of getting up on him. Even after he hit the first one, we didn't do a very good job of getting a hand up in his face. And, you know, you got to have kids like that aren't expected to really give you that offensive output. You know, sometimes you have to have a kid like that step up, and JR got that from his kids last night. So
you were able to get good production from some kids that are really starting to find their way on the varsity level. Jake Burns, for example, hit a couple threes in the second half, also made 3 free throws in a row, and then Landon Fouts, who's also seeing more time increase as we've seen the injury to Caden and Reese Jones. So talk about those two and what you're seeing out of them.
Yeah, just they're two guys that just got an opportunity they weren't getting early in the season, and they've made you know, a huge step forward and took advantage of that opportunity, and we're really pleased with those two. And, you know, Corbin Sloggett's rounding out that group, and Corbin's had some really good games. He played really well at Southmont and really well against Tri-West, and the consistency is what we got to get. And, you know, again, we're coming down the stretch here, and we're starting to see some of that stuff. And if we can get hopefully get Caden Sloggett back. I don't know about Reese. Reese's got a broken hand. So, you know, we hope we get him back. He's a senior, and you'd hate to see him not get to play. He's missed about half the season due to injury. And so hopefully we can get both of those back. But right now, definitely Caden Sloggett, you know, we're looking to get him back maybe next weekend, if not the next week before sectionals.
All right. So Tigers not able to get the win last night over Zionsville. Again, the final 50-44. But talk to me about your win down at Speedway earlier in the week. You're able to get them 64-57.
Yeah, Speedway's a very, very good basketball team. You know, they're just right at 500 or a little less than 500 when we went down there. But Coach Bennett, and I've known him for quite a while, and he just does a really good job with his kids, and he's got good assistant coaches. And it's a tough place to play. It's kind of a darker gym, and you don't usually shoot very well there. And they got ahead of us, I think, 31-28 at halftime, and we just weren't very good defensively and dialed in. And it's a midweek game, and it is an adjustment, although you're going to have to do that in the sectional. It's still an adjustment. But in the second half, I thought our kids kind of dialed in, and they'd been off for a week and a half due to the weather, and so, you know, we just come off of losing the playing field, and so I thought our kids did a really nice job of stepping up in the second half, and we were able to get the win. But it was a very close game until midway, late in the fourth quarter, and we stretched it out to about eight, and we were able to kind of keep that lead and finish them off.
Again, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks with us here. What difference did you see of your kids' play from the playing field game to last night's game with Zionsville?
Well, I think we come off of a really big win Friday against Southmont. We're, you know, competing to try to at least get a share of the conference, and Southmont was undefeated in the conference, and you know, obviously they've cut a really good basketball team. So, you know, we were really up for that game, and we were able to get that game that night, and I think the kids came in the next day pretty wore out and just kind of not interested in what happened on Saturday night. And, you know, that was okay. I mean, we obviously at the sectional, we've got to play back-to-back nights. But I think, you know, you're talking about the sectional like you were the conference championship. So I think our kids will be ready to play back-to-back nights when the sectional gets here. But if you, you know, obviously you weren't there, but if you would have been there, it was just a lot of disinterest from everybody. I mean, even coaches, I think, were kind of still celebrating on the win the night before. And so we all just kind of, you know, just kind of like Purdue was against Michigan. You just chalk it up to you didn't play very well and you move on. You can't let that affect the rest of your season.
Again, Coach Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, Albert, I look at the schedule, and there are just three games left in the regular season. Where's the season gone?
Wow, it's went really quick. It seemed like it was forever to get here during football season. And now that it's here, it's like bang, bang, bang. It's we're nearing the tournament, you know, which is for a lot of teams is the end of the season, you know, in that first round, and hopefully we're going to still be playing through March. So got three games left, and our kids have three games to improve on a few things that we need to improve on and continue to do a lot of things that we're doing well throughout the tournament.
Well, you look at who you have left, and again, all these games are at home. You host Sheridan on the 18th. You have West Lafayette at your place on the 19th, and then you wrap up with a game against Harrison of West Lafayette on the 25th. So hope to get a nice bounce, and of course the Tigers get to host the sectional this year, so it's going to hopefully be a while before the Tigers don't play on their home floor.
Yeah, that will be good. And Friday night's senior night, you know, we're going to be graduating four seniors, and so that's always a special night for our kids. And so we're looking forward to that, and you know, this is a double weekend, again, to get us prepared for the sectional. And so hopefully, you know, the sectional draws this coming Sunday next week, and we'll figure out where we go from there and get ready to go and try to finish what's been a really good season, finish it off with a really good run in the tournament.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad to be here.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Lebanon High School girls wrestling. Jeremy Goodlett and members of the Lady Tiger Wrestlers will be up next, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.